Hello, good afternoon, and happy new year. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Hercules Kanon. This week is dedicated to some core instruments of Greek music, and today we'll be turning our attention to the sensual and sentimental classical guitar. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Manolis Androulidakis. Manolis Androulidakis is a leading classical guitarist and composer whose recent guitar recordings include three albums, the 2016 Myrtia with songs by Mikis Thodorakis, the 2020 Greek Cinema Music, and the 2021 Anthology. Our guide in his work today is an interview he gave to website tar.gr and journalist Tina Varoukaki. He recalls, "I was probably influenced by the fact that there was a guitar in the house that nobody knew how to tune, and I took it for granted, from a very young age, that I could know how to play it when I grew up. When Evangelos Assimakopoulos played Recuerdos de la Alhambra, it made such an impression on me that I decided that one day I would be able to play it myself. Anyway, classical guitar, especially in the 80s, was very popular. And it was a happy coincidence that my first guitar teacher, Notis Mavroudis, was also a composer." Thank you. My university studies influenced my development as a musician because of my association with other musicians of my age. Some of my fellow students were already outstanding by then and had charted important artistic paths. The professors, the academic climate, the way of working in a university faculty, the strong desire for research, the free thinking and the study outside of the boundaries of the conservatory helped me to open up my horizons. This drive and passion that I experienced as a student at the Department of Music Studies of the Aristotle University of Thessaloniki was reinvigorated when I taught at the same department. There, I learned to work with method and proper time management. Outside the university, I saw the same method, in terms of performance, in my other guitar teacher, Kostas Kotsiolis. My musical memories from infancy come from the radio and cassette player. Grigoris Bithikotsis singing Mikis Thodorakis, Nikos Xylouris singing Christos Leodis and Yannis Markopoulos, and Fleri Dandonaki singing Manos Hatzidakis. Add singers Stelios Kazatzidis and composers Dimos Moutsis and Mimis Plessis, and of course the lira music from the old town of Rethymno in Crete. Thank you. under Lidakis's notes. The biggest influence, in the end, has less to do with technique and more to do with the attitude and ethos. What I've learned is that excellence and modesty go hand in hand. Performers like Maria Dimitriadi and Manolis Mitsias are the ones who have largely defined what I do. In terms of singing, I was influenced by the way I saw Dionysis Savopoulos working on his songs, by Christos Leodis' advice to compose the melodies of my songs without holding an instrument, by Notis Mavroudis' doctrine of the majesty of simplicity, and the unstoppable teenage creativity of Nikos Mamagakis. What they have had in common is their dedication to their work and their lack of arrogance. The rebetiko composers and the refugee musicians from Asia Minor brought a renaissance to Greek music, and then there was further renewal with Theodorakis, Hatzidakis, Savopoulos, Panos, Akispanou, Rasoulis, Papazoglou, Mikroutsikos, and Kraounakis, and the younger generation of songwriters as well. Each one did their bit to push the song towards new paths and new frontiers. Every epoch has its diamonds and its trash, and in every epoch you will find talented and mediocre creators. Thank you. Manolis Androulidakis adds, "Unfortunately, some of the mediocre ones get preferential treatment from the media. Perhaps we are in fact experiencing the new Middle Ages, bombarded by the products of an inferior culture, with radio producers promoting artistically boring songs put out by companies connected to the media in which those producers work. Plus, people don't read books. They settle into their ignorance, refuse to look beyond what is served to them on private TV channels, vote the way they vote, and consume the way they consume. Thus, I would say that we are probably not going through a glorious period." Individual producers still exist, especially in the state-run radio stations, remembering the older stuff and seeking out the newer stuff with no barriers, but I don't think that there is a central direction for the promotion of good Greek songs. Especially in the private media, the directions given by the record companies are aimed at supporting their artists to the exclusion of the rest. In general, digestible nonsense songs rule the radio waves in the form of trashy pop and miserable neo-traditional music. There are bright exceptions, but the overall picture is rather disappointing. By the way, I cannot ignore the fact that it was the National Symphony Orchestra of the Hellenic Radio Broadcasting Corporation that first performed my concerto, 5 miniatures for guitar and strings. What I love about Andrew Lydakis is his critical predisposition towards the cultural status quo. I fear that the dominant ideology tolerates or even applauds cultural poverty, and in these circumstances there is little room, not only for guitarists, but for all artists and forms of art. Cultural choices go hand in hand with political choices. As far as our own microcosm is concerned, we see that cultural policy making is in the hands of people with destructive perceptions. I just wonder whether these politicians are merely ignorant or they consciously attempt to undermine the aesthetics of the masses. Thank you. Andrew Lidakis continues, I see cultural poverty being imposed by the state. In other words, the state does not seek to promote and support the arts and its institutions, but instead, artists are treated as unskilled hobbyists. The basic political-cultural dilemma is the following. Are you willing to support culture, education, and the awakening of the masses, or are you trying to undermine them intellectually and culturally so that they do not have the capacity to resist? In other words, what do you want your audience to consist of? Citizens who can reflect on and critically evaluate, or ignorant people who applaud what the rulers do? Do you want poetry to be set to music and sang, or should our cultural level be limited to low-level festivals and easy-listening tunes? So what do we do on our part? Andrew Lidakis wonders. We should highlight what is tasteless and try to promote what frees the mind. We owe it to ourselves to produce the best we can. It takes a lot of work and vigilance. With our attitude and output, we should set an example and intervene in public affairs without considering the personal costs. Personally, I can't hide my contempt for cheapness, which is why I don't participate in shows that stand against my own aesthetics. Thank you. The honorary proposal for the Mirtia album was made following Mikis Theodorakis's wish for new guitar versions of his songs. The arrangements of the songs in this collection emerged effortlessly, almost improvisationally. My enthusiasm was such that not even a month passed between my first conversation with the composer and the completion of the recordings. What can I say about Mikis Theodorakis? He was a legend with a dazzling personality, a life of fiction, and an impressive output in terms of volume and variety. And with a tremendous sense of humor, too. Andrew Lidakis explains his connection to the cinema. I love the film Zorba the Greek, and I enjoy watching Never on Sunday, Chariots of Fire, Serpico, and the other films whose musical themes I recorded. In fact, before I recorded each one, I re-watched the films to get into the mood of the films and the musical style of the soundtrack. But the pieces were chosen mainly based on musical criteria and, as a natural conclusion, of a 2-year series of concerts titled Greek Music in Six Strings, much of which comprised film music. So, I chose the best arrangements with 2 additional elements in mind for the final selection: the international dynamics of the pieces and the degree to which each one showcases the guitar in terms of aesthetics and virtuosity. Film music can function without the moving image. Music mobilizes imagination and creates images and associations. Once you have seen a film and you've listened to its music, you relive it, perhaps even in a better way, by adding your own personal and imaginative element. Thanks to cinema, several masterpieces of programmatic or non-programmatic music have been written. Personally, I envy composers who have had the opportunity to write for expensive productions with fine orchestras. In other words, I would be grateful to experience the musical journey of a composer like Ennio Morricone. Well, with this dynamic, beautiful tune by Vangelis, I'm afraid that today's journey in the art of Manolis Androulidakis' classical guitar has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with a romantic tune titled One Morning. From our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Heklis Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.